助けてほしいかナナミ。
心を燃やせ、限界を超えろ。
Hello and welcome to More Than Headlines, your weekly anime news podcast made by Australians for global citizens. I'm your extremely humble host, Brendan White, aka the Salt and Pepper Senpai, and joining me on this episode is no one. I am more alone than Shuya Ishida, as my trusted co-host and rival is currently recovering from her hen's night. So for the next few weeks, listeners and viewers, you've just got me delivering you the latest and greatest news from the world of anime. So please make yourself a cuppa, grab a biscuit, and get comfortable as it's time for...
You like the news?
All right, and the first news headline that I'm bringing to the table today, I've titled Vale Gainax. Gainax, the studio behind iconic anime such as Neon Genesis Evangelion and Fooly Cooly, has sadly filed for bankruptcy, just shy of its 40th anniversary. The studio's financial troubles, stemming from mismanagement and poor business decisions since 2012, culminated in this drastic move on May 29th. Gainax's statement highlighted multiple issues, including failed ventures, unsecured loans, and the departure of key personnel. The studio's downfall accelerated after Tomohiro Maki, its head since 1992, was arrested in 2019, leading to operational paralysis. The studio attempted a revival in 2020, but discovered significant financial discrepancies and unauthorized IP transfers. Despite its best efforts to manage its debts and collaborate with creditors like Kara, the burden proved insurmountable. Kara, led by Gainax co-founder Hideki Anno, had tried to assist but ultimately could not prevent the collapse. Gainax is now working to ensure proper management of its intellectual properties post-bankruptcy. Kara has acquired the Gainax trademark and is overseeing its future use. Gainax clarified it is no longer affiliated with its regional offshoots and related companies. The studio closure marks the end of an era for the creators of some of my personal favorites. Gurren Lagann and Fooly Cooly are on my top 10 of all time list. So this is a tough one. So pour some out for all those fallen Gainax soldiers out there. And thanks for the good times and thanks for the memories. Headline number two this week, I've titled Hasta la Vista, Baby. Netflix has announced Timothy Oliphant as the lead in the new anime series Terminator Zero. Produced by Skydance Animation and Production IG, the series based on the Terminator franchise premieres worldwide on the 29th of August. In a sneak peek during the Next on Netflix animation video, Netflix also revealed it will present more footage and new characters at Anime Expo on the 5th of July. Terminator Zero, an 8-episode series set in the Terminator universe, introduces new characters and a gripping storyline. Plot follows a soldier sent back to 1997 to protect scientist Malcolm Lee, whose AI project could rival Skynet. Directed by Masashi Kudo, with Mattson Tomlin as showrunner, the series promises to be a thrilling addition to the franchise. Terminator Zero releases on the 29th of August, and I personally could not be more excited. Terminator 2 is one of the greatest science fiction films. Actually, scrap that. One of the greatest films of all time, in my opinion. Timothy Oliphant is one of my favorite on-screen humans and quite possibly TV's coolest cowboy. The hype and potential for this one, at least for me, is very, very high. All right, moving on to headline number three. The very first American Manga Awards have been announced. Get ready, manga fans. Japan Society and Anime NYC are teaming up to launch the inaugural American Manga Awards, celebrating the best in manga on both sides of the Pacific. This glittering event will take place at the Leela Atchison Wallace Auditorium in Midtown Manhattan on the 22nd of August, just before Anime NYC kicks off. The awards will spotlight top talent in categories like Best New Manga, Best Continuing Manga Series, Best Translation, and even Best Lettering. Judges include manga mavens like Matt Ault and Hiroki Yoda, with comic legends Tom Orzechowski and Nate Picos selecting the Best in Lettering. Notably, Picos also designed the award's snazzy-looking logo. Nicely done, Nate. Nominees will be unveiled in July, with industry pros casting their votes to crown the winners. Manga publishing pioneer Frederick L. Schott will be also honored as the first inductee into the Manga Publishing Hall of Fame. The ceremony, curated by manga expert Deb Aoki and hosted by Matt Ault, is an exclusive invite-only affair for industry insiders and press. As a cherry on top, Anime NYC 2024 runs August 23 through to 25 at the Javits Center, marking its biggest year yet. Anyone looking to head to the Big Apple and consume some anime, grab your tickets as they're selling fast. Headline number four, Sailor Moon fans rejoice. Netflix is streaming Sailor Moon Cosmos worldwide. Netflix is sprinkling some moon dust on your August. The streaming giant announced it will exclusively stream Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Cosmos, the movie, the two-part anime film that wraps up the Shadow Galactica arc of Naoko Takuchi's beloved manga, starting August 22nd. The first film originally hit theaters on June 9th of 2023, followed by the second on June 30th of 2023. Directed by Tomoya Takahashi and scripted by Kazuyuki Furuusa, the film features the original anime's character designer, Kazuko Tadano, and music by Yasuhiro Takanashi. Daoko adds a touch of magic with the theme song Sutsuki no Hana, in parentheses, Moonflower. This isn't Netflix's first moonlit dance with Sailor Moon. In June of 2021, they streamed Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Eternal, the movie, covering the Dead Moon arc. Now they're bringing the epic finale to fans worldwide. So mark your calendars for August 22nd and get ready to join Sailor Moon in her final battle against the Shadow Galactica. And the fifth and final news headline we are covering on this episode of More Than Headlines. The world absolutely loves The Forgers. Spy Family fans, brace yourselves. Hot off the press during today's epic Spy Family anime extra mission event in Japan, the official word dropped. Spy Family Season 3 is officially in the works. Huzzah! A fresh super teaser visual featuring the adorable Anya and the loyal Bond, crafted by character designer Kazuaki Shimada and art director Yuna Yoshida, has been revealed to whet our appetites. While we're left hanging for all the details on the release date, cast, and crew, the hype is very real. And let's not forget the latest anime movie, Spy Family Code White, directed by Takashi Katagiri, with a fresh story by Endo himself. This blockbuster hit Japan in December of 2023 and went global via Crunchyroll in April of 2024. For those new to the saga, Crunchyroll has you covered with both seasons in sub and dub formats available right now. Dive into the world where secret agent Twilight juggles world peace and family life with his assassin wife and telepathic daughter. And if you still need more Forger fun in your life, the next episode of More Than Hentai, which drops on the 16th of June, sees myself and Kaylee doing a 90-minute deep dive on the first episode of the anime. So check that out in the coming days to see what we thought on Spy Family Episode 1, Season 1. And moving into the next segment of the podcast, we title this piece Big Game Hunting, where we update you on the latest developments regarding the biggest titles airing in the current anime season. And the first cab off the rank is the Godzilla vs. Kong of fighting anime, where we're seeing two massive IP come together to see who is the strongest between Baki Hanma and Kengan Ashura, available right now on Netflix, dropped this past week on the 6th of June. But be warned, the reviews are fairly lukewarm to mid, and it's currently scoring 6.62 on my anime list. But yeah, Baki Hanma vs. Kengan Ashura on Netflix right now. Moving down the list in alphabetical order, Demon Slayer Season 4, Episode 5 will be dropping on Monday, June the 10th. I'm recording right now on Sunday, June the 9th. But yeah, Season 4, Episode 5 of the Hashira Training Arc, available on Crunchyroll. And moving down the list, Kaiju Number 8, Episode 9 aired overnight. I was fortunate enough to catch it live on the midnight screening. And Raid on Tashikawa Base is an absolute banger. I adored everything about it. Big action, big moments, and just the animation quality from Production IG is so, so, so good. God damn, it's bittersweet knowing we've only got 3 episodes left of this first season. Moving on down the list, My Hero Academia Season 7, Episode 144 has also dropped overnight. The episode title is Division. Yet to check it out, but I'm going to jump in the second I'm done recording tonight because this Season 7 has me so hyped and so hooked, and I just want to see where they go with it because I'm loving that it's getting darker and heavier and more intense as these episodes roll on. I just want to see what my boy Deku's up to. And the last big title we wanted to showcase here from an anime lens, One Piece Season 14, Episode 1108 has also dropped overnight. This episode is titled Incomprehensible, The Seraphim's Rebellion. And yeah, it's available right now on Crunchyroll. And moving from the traditional anime content to anime adjacent content releases, Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance drops on all gaming platforms this week on the 14th of June. And it features a raft of improvements and updates from the initial 2021 release, combined with a brand new storyline featuring new locations, demons, and choices to make that will dictate the fate of all existence. And it has this gamer hyped. I'm yet to actually play a minute of any of the Shin Megami Tensei franchise itself, but this looks interesting. And from what I've seen in the trailers, whether it be gameplay or just cutscenes, it looks fantastic. And it's really scratching an itch. And I think I might have to get in on this week as well. So I'll report back if I jump into Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance. All right, Otakus, that brings us to the end of another episode of the More Than Headlines podcast. You've got one more solo session with yours truly coming up next week, but then episode 5, we'll see the return of my rival, Courtney Borrett. So I'm looking forward to having her back in the co-host chair with me. In the interim, though, you can follow us on the socials. You can find me at More Than Senpai, and you can find Courtney on Twitter/X at Kotoni, which is KOUTONII. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe this podcast and all the other podcasts you listen to. Those ratings and reviews take no time, cost no money, and they help keep the emotional lights on in our hearts. So please pay that good karma forward with a cheeky 5-star rating and review when you can. If you're checking us out on video, please hit that thumbs up, hit that like button on TikTok or YouTube to keep us relevant and keep us in that algorithm. If you wanted more than hentai-based content, you can do so over at morethanhentai.life, which is the home to not only all our audio and video content, but it's also the home to our fantastic merch store. Get yourself t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else in between with some fantastic designs. So head on over to morethanhentai.life. If you want to throw a few more dollars at us in a bit more of a long-term relationship, you can do so as well by joining the Segoy Squad, which starts at the low price of $1 per month and gets you exclusive access to perks, giveaways, and content you will not find anywhere else on planet Earth. But listeners, viewers, otakus, friends, family, and everyone else in between, whether your anime be subbed, dubbed, or still yet to come, enjoy yourself, and much love to all the waifus and husbandos out there. Goodbye.